Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. The first Arab Film Fest Tulsa starts tomorrow evening at the Circle Cinema. This offshoot from the larger Twin Cities Arab Film Festival in Minnesota is the work of presenter and Tulsa artist fellow Moheb Solomon, a poet and interdisciplinary artist who, through the Fellowship's Art Integration Award, is bringing six films, along with taped and live Q&As with SWANA filmmakers, filmmakers from Southwest Asia, or the Middle East, and North Africa. This festival features films and documentaries from Egypt, Lebanon, Palestine, Sudan, and Arab American directors. The Tulsa Fest is partnered by MISNA, a Minneapolis-based Arab and American arts and cultural organization that produces a literary journal as well as the Film Fest among its projects, now in its 15th year. To talk about the films are Solomon and MISNA Executive and Artistic Director Lana Barkawi, who will be in Tulsa for the festival. The festival opens Thursday evening at 7 o'clock with Suad, an Egyptian film that talks about the dual societies young people face between conservative, older generations, and a younger generation dealing with social media and a new openness. There'll be a pre-recorded Q&A with the director Eitan Amin after the showing, and a reception to follow. You can see the full schedule, which continues through Sunday evening, at circlecinema.org. A festival pass is only $30, and individual tickets to the film are on a pay-what-you-can sliding scale. Moheb and Lana, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Let me start with you, Moheb. What interests you in presenting the Film Fest from Southwest Asian and North African filmmakers, SWANA countries, to the city?
Well, I have, you know, first off, a really personal connection to MISNA and to Lena. I used to be the program director at MISNA for a few years, and that's actually what brought me to Minneapolis, where they're based. And I was there until I moved to Tulsa for the Tulsa Artist Fellowship, which I've been a part of now for 3 years. And yeah, you know, then increasingly kind of just with my own career, I consider myself an interdisciplinary poet. So I use poetry in a lot of other mediums besides text and, you know, books. And the past year, I kind of really dove head in into a huge film project. And that kind of brought me back around to, you know, thinking about MISNA's programming. And I've always loved the film festival. And Tulsa Artist Fellowship kind of had this opportunity to support a project. And all of these pieces just, you know, kind of came together.
And of course, the Arts Integration Awards allow the fellows to basically choose a project that sort of puts their work or the work of their own passion out to a broader audience, and this is how this is occurring. And I guess you've attended the Twin Cities Arab Film Festival. What is the impact of that particular event?
Yeah, it's funny. I've, you know, attended it so much of the time as someone working it. So, you know, I tend to slip out of the movies and, you know, get something else ready. But, you know, you really can tell. I mean, it's just so well attended. People are so excited to sort of get together as a community. And it really kind of is an interesting intersection of a lot of different communities who are there, you know, interested in this subject or these films. And, you know, having seen that for a few years and how, you know, just exciting and vibrant and, you know, really full of warmth, really, and so stimulating how that was there, it felt like it would be a really exciting venture to try to bring that here to Tulsa, where I'm, you know, been based. So
yeah. Lana, MISNA has just presented the 15th edition of the Twin Cities Arab Film Festival. Can you take us back to the beginnings? Yeah. What was the impetus for starting the festival?
Right. Yeah, we just wrapped our 15th edition up. The initial festival was organized before my time. I kind of actually started volunteering with MISNA at the first film festival. It had just come on my radar. But from what I understand of the, you know, original MISNA board and the co-directors who began the organization had started as a literary publishing org. We still publish a literary and art journal that's also called MISNA, and that was kind of our origins. But a couple of years into the organization, there were a few board members, including Mohamed Rouanme, one of our initial board members, who really felt that, you know, film is such an accessible art form. It's such a populist art form. And there was so much incredible film coming out of the region that was just unable to be watched here by Minnesota audiences. So it seemed like a really natural thing for an Arab and SWANA arts organization to do, to start a film festival. And in fact, at the time it was called a film and video fest because it was, you know, early 2000s and we were, you know, in a kind of a different media time as well, but definitely made a big impact right away here for the Arab and related communities, as well as a broader Western audience who were really hungry to see stories of artists from the region.
Starting as a film and video festival just reminds us of the democratization of film, the fact that so many people can make film that were denied entry because of the sheer cost of making film. And I assume that has really opened up the filmmakers' world as far as being able to make interesting films on a budget and set them aside to other parts of the world, which I guess this is what the film festival is about.
It's really true. Yeah. It's really interesting to think about the media change over the last 15 plus years. In the early days, most of the films that we got were actual films on 35 millimeter. And increasingly now we're dealing with, you know, high quality files from filmmakers. But the filmmakers are also capturing work on mobile phones. We've had a number of really incredible inventive films that were pieced together between more traditional cameras and also people's phones that they can pull out of their pocket and capture kind of the immediacy of the world around them.
You know, also it just connects directly in a way to the opening night screening, you know, which is an Egyptian film that's really focusing on these two sisters and their relationship with social media and, you know, their phones and they're watching videos on their phones. It takes up a lot of time on the screen. And, you know, it's really interesting. It kind of circles back around to the whole, you know, point that you're bringing up.
Yeah. Now, as I understand it, this Arab Film Fest is sort of a tryout for maybe a broadening an Arab Film Festival to more cities. And I think that was one of your goals, Moheb, is in seeing how this works in another city. Is that a goal of this film festival this weekend?
You could say that. I mean, and I think it connects back to also my time, you know, with Lena and Mizna. They were just beginning to think about touring the festival, you know, to sort of put together a really critical subset of all of the work they show. And you know, Lena, you could speak to that too. But, you know, it kind of started to jump out into a few places. And, you know, now I kind of became this like satellite, you know, campus or something of Mizna in a way. But yeah, it just feels like there's so much. And, you know, it's so, I mean, what we're showing here this coming weekend, it's only six films. I mean, I can't remember, Lena, how many you all showed in September when you did it, but it was, you know, over 20 films for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, close to 30.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it was hard to kind of think about how do we represent the breadth and depth and, you know, all the diversity, you know, of filmmaking and nationalities and subjects. But, you know, again, yeah, it's just kind of a trial. You know, can we put on this kind of project in Tulsa? What's the reception? We've had a lot of interesting conversations, you know, or kind of just trying to look at the list and how does it play differently in a place like Tulsa and Oklahoma and, you know, when there isn't the same history of audiences as Mizna has in other places. And so, you know, it's kind of definitely its own unique thing, I think.
So this is definitely a curatorial subset.
Yes, absolutely. And our film curator, Michelle Baroudi, and our film staff member, Ahmed Abdelmagid, had a hand in really crafting the program. And as Moheb said, you know, it's definitely a lot of, you know, intentional conversations about representing the incredible output of film that we have to choose from to an audience that, you know, we're just getting to know. Yes, definitely curated, as our film festivals always are. But when you have so many, so few spots, it's it becomes, you know, more of a fun puzzle.
Yeah.
But I think that the audiences can expect a really nice, you know, representation of the region, a couple of really good films from North Africa, like Moheb mentioned, Su'ad is a really lovely narrative feature. And there's a
the Sudanese
documentary from Sudan, yes, called Talking About Trees, about a filmmaking collective who've been friends since the 70s and 80s. And this film kind of follows their reconnecting and trying to put on a community film screening in Khartoum and Sudan among the political pressures that they're feeling. And another Is there a North Africa? Is there another North African film as well?
No, but there are two shorts. No.
Yeah, there are two shorts.
Yeah, there are two shorts that are also a part of that.
That are from the 1970s, which I assume is these elders. They were involved in the productions. And
Exactly.
So why don't we start about talking about the film festival by talking about this Sudanese film retrospective, which will take place on Saturday, October 23rd. There'll be two film shorts from the late 1970s, 77 and 78. And then this documentary where these older filmmakers are talking about their passion for film and trying to revive a cinema in a place that is politically unreceptive to filmmaking.
Yeah, it was hard to even pick those two shorts because, you know, we could have just shown a whole segment of shorts from Sudan. And, you know, you just have to kind of really try to bring something that's a bit evocative of, you know, the whole body of work and kind of just let it sit. So I'm definitely excited about that segment because at least we got to sneak in a little, you know, two extra pieces.
Those films that have been restored from the 70s and 80s are so charming. And I think the audiences will really love them, and paired with the documentary about that group of filmmakers that's contemporary, I just think it's a really nice kind of cohesive segment.
Before we talk about the rest of the festival, I want to get a sense, and you've seen a lot of films over the years coming from this region. From what I can see of this curated example, the themes are pretty universal rather than particular to the region, albeit with a couple of exceptions. What are the common thematic material for filmmakers that they use in Swana filmmaking? Are there some common themes?
Exile and war, memory and nostalgia. But of course, you know, these are not particular to the region.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, in some ways, transience is a part, you know, when you're looking at, you know, We Are From There is about two Syrian brothers and their attempt to sort of resettle. But, you know, it's also from the perspective of, I think, a friend of theirs and, you know, his sort of processing their leaving and their lives. And so it just feels really relational, you know, even though it's about their departure or their settlement, there's still kind of a flux, you know, in those relationships. And, you know, same thing for 200 meters. I mean, it's about, you know, the Palestinian-Israeli border, but I mean, it just through the lens of family, you know? So of course there's so much there, but I feel like the film really focuses on these relationships and kind of turns some of these sort of, you know, very obvious political issues into something that you really can connect with through characters and children and where do we belong and how do we kind of fit in the place that we're from and, you know, who's defining that? And that just, you know, to me, feels really true to, you know, an immigrant experience. Like, you know, speaking for myself personally, that always kind of stimulates me when I see that kind of work. And I mean, if I may, too, to talk about Darin Hotate's Sunday afternoon program, which I'm really excited about because we're lucky enough to have her in person for like a live, you know, Q&A. And, you know, her films, I mean, she's based in New York City, and that's a really vivid part of the background for her stories. But there's so much about, you know, who these people are as, you know, hybrid or whatever term you want to say, you know, Arab Americans. And is there a hyphen? Are they separate identities? Are they one identity? You know, that really comes through so much in her work, I think. And, you know, I don't know, Lena, if you want to speak to her.
Yeah, Darin is a really wonderful filmmaker and a real powerhouse in this cinema scene in the U.S. and in Lebanon. And it's been really a treat to kind of feature her films over the years. I think another neat aspect of Doreen's work is how collaborative it is in that she works closely with a writer, Hala Elian, who's a poet and novelist, who we've also featured her writing in our literary journal. And so this her films are so full circle for us because we get to see, and Hala actually is an actor in some of the films, including Tallahassee, that will be screening in Tulsa.
Right.
So, you know, we kind of get to see the different aspects of our work kind of coming together in Darin's films.
Yeah, about her too, about Hala Elian, she performs her work too in one of the shorts. We're showing three shorts by Darin, and one of them really plays a lot with her writing, you know, that part of her work. And it's just really cool to see. I mean, that really was stimulating to me as someone who's, you know, coming from poetry, but working with video and other mediums. I kind of enjoyed how she, you know, fit that into her work.
Yeah. And of course, the new short film is basically a very universal theme, dealing with grief, dealing with a glimpse into the struggles of mental illness. These are very universal themes. And you were talking about the 200 meters film. I saw the trailer for this. And, you know, if it was set in a different part of the world, it could be a Liam Neeson Taken film, you know, from what I'm seeing.
Right.
And, you know, and instead it's this border in which I assume husband and wife live on each, their families come from right in between the border wall, and they have to go back and forth because that's their property.
Right.
And then when an illness in the family occurs, he's denied entry and he has to figure out a way to be reunited with his family. And that's Hollywood fodder.
That's
right
what I was
going
to say. I'm really excited that we have 200 meters on a Friday night slot too, because it's like our action movie, you know?
Right.
You know, it's just kind of fun also to think about this as, yeah, it's a film festival. We're trying to show different genres. We're trying to show different subject matter. And, you know, even though it's only six segments, I'm so happy that we have the breadth that we do, you know, and even in age groups, you know, there's a lot of like, there's a big focus, I feel like, inadvertently on youth. And, you know, Rich, you and I talked about that really briefly before we started talking here. You know, just the sort of conundrum or the dilemmas that youth are facing, you know, all over the world, of course, but it really kind of takes a really sharp and interesting, I think, relief in some of the films that are dealing with, you know, some of like Arab world issues and religion. And then on the other hand, you know, you have Talking About Trees, which is about a bunch of old guys, you know. So I just was so happy that, yeah, we kind of really found a lot of balance.
My guest today is Maheb Solomon, a Tulsa Artist Fellow, poet, and interdisciplinary artist. His first book of poems, Homes, was published in June. And he is, I guess you could say, the presenter of the Arab Film Fest Tulsa, which takes place Thursday through Sunday, through the Tulsa Artist Fellowship's Arts Integration Awards and the Circle Cinema. And I'm also, my guest is Lana Barkawi, the executive and artistic director of MISNA, a Minneapolis-based Arab American arts and culture organization. And she produces the Twin Cities Arab Film Festival, along with being the publisher of the literary journal based with MISNA as well. And she's our guest as well today on Studio Tulsa. Well, let's go back to the start of the festival. We sort of alluded to Suad, which is the first film, comes from Egypt. And it really gets into this is, again, a universal theme. Suad is a young girl who comes from a very culturally and religiously conservative family. She has a dual life where she is participating fully in social media and concerned about, is she getting likes? Is she having a you know, this is a very contemporary subject. So tell us a little bit about this film, if you would.
Yeah, I don't know. Lana, you know, you and I haven't actually really talked about it too much. I wonder, you know, what our perspectives are about it. But I just kind of was really struck at how basic the subject matter was, but how differently it is, you know, kind of has to be taken up when it's being looked at through contemporary Egypt. And, you know, maybe that's because I'm Egyptian, you know, I've got family there, and just even kind of watching those people, those characters, I mean, and hearing the way they talk and kind of, you know, connecting it to my own family. And, you know, because of course dialects are really different and, you know, different parts of the region. So it just really, some of those, you know, themes that we feel like we just kind of hit over the head all the time. Like, yes, we know about social media. Yes, we know about kids are, you know, it's going to ruin their lives and whatnot. But I don't know. It really moved me just, you know, watching, you know, these young women struggle with it and find themselves through it. And I don't know. I mean, some really dramatic things happen. And I don't want to give anything away, you know, but the sisters kind of really have really different experiences through the film. But it's not just about social media. I mean, I really felt like it was about how do, you know, young women in Egypt right now, and, you know, of course, many other places, but how do they understand themselves and how do they find themselves when they're dealing with a lot of tensions culturally, politically?
They're having to negotiate two different worlds, right?
Right. And it's just different there. You know, it's different everywhere. But yeah. I don't know if that's how you say her name, excuse me, but Aytin Amin, I think she just did a really brilliant job just kind of letting you really just work with what's happening and not kind of making too much out of it. You know, it's almost really a spare film, you know, but it's really powerful. I don't know, Lena, if you have anything else.
I was going to say there's a pre-recorded Q&A with Amin as well that will be a part of that Thursday evening thing.
And that's right.
And an opening night reception. But go ahead, Lena. What were you going to say?
Oh, just not too much to add to what Maheb said. I think you captured it really well. I mean, I have two young, you know, middle school sons. So just this idea of like coming of age and the social media world is such a universal, you know, conundrum, and it's just like a generation of sort of guinea pigs that's that's grappling with social media as they're like figuring out who they are and figuring that out in relation to who they are in the digital space. It's very timely, I think.
And just, yeah, I mean, how they deal with love, yeah. You know, I mean, that movie is really about love in a lot of ways too. And obviously what more universal thing out there could there be, but it just has a different weight in that story.
That opens the festival Thursday with a reception as well, which representatives from Mizna, and I believe Lana, you'll be there as well. And Friday night is the 200 meters feature film. And then on Saturday, during the afternoon, you'll have this Sudanese retrospective and the documentary. What can you tell us a little more about the documentary?
It's just really lovely. These filmmakers are such characters, and the film itself is beautifully shot, and the pacing is just meditative, and I think audiences will enjoy it, and paired with the shorts, you'll get to see sort of the quirks of the filmmakers within it. And then the work that they produced as younger filmmakers in the classics that'll be shown. I think that's it's a really neat kind of coming together of old and new. And I wanted to go back a little bit to 200 meters, you know, because we were talking about the sort of aspect of it as being an action film. I think it's just also important to mention that, you know, it is based in occupied Palestine, and that the reason that this family is having difficulty connecting with each other is because of the arbitrary, very brutal occupation and the wall that's separating different parts of Palestine, the occupied sort of 1948 Palestine and the West Bank. And that, you know, this idea that just 200 meters apart, that the husband and his wife and family are just 200 meters apart, but in order to get to each other, there are all of these very, you know, difficult barriers.
Yeah.
And you know, the idea of sort of occupation, it's interesting to bring that theme to Tulsa.
Yeah.
Because I know that, you know, settler colonialism and native activism is so inspiring in the Tulsa area. So I think that those connections are very vivid and important to think about.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll just kind of jump in there too, just because, you know, specifically, I mean, there's a lot of really incredible local Native Indigenous filmmakers specifically.
True.
And, you know, that's kind of I feel like that's a scene here that I've, you know, been lucky enough to kind of just take in since I've been here for just a few years. And I definitely think those overlaps are there. It's interesting. I mean, we looked at other Palestinian films too, to show, and you know, one of them was like, oh, this is really like absurd, really funny love story, and yet those issues are still there, you know, border issues and any of these films, like, you know, as universal as they are, it's those universal themes that really kind of, I think, help anyone understand some of the particularities and the realities of, you know, all these countries, whether it is Syria or Palestine or Egypt or Sudan. And
yeah, you can't get away from political instability and repression,
right,
in some of these countries, and filmmakers are going to address that. Other issues like the diaspora that continues to occur is, I guess, a theme of We Are From There as well, correct?
I was going to say, Lena, I haven't actually watched that whole thing. Have you? I know you have. You know, I don't know if you want to talk about that, because I feel I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, that's really, you know, about exile, you know, the Syrian friends, as Moheb described, who are taking different paths in figuring out how to deal with their situation. Their families end up in Lebanon after fleeing Syria and the brutal war that's happening there. And these are young men who are talented and have their sort of lives ahead of them. Two of them decide to put their sort of destiny in the hands of a smuggler and make their way. You sort of follow their journey to Europe, and one goes to Sweden and one to Germany. And the third friend is the filmmaker who decides not to be smuggled out and is kind of capturing the story. And so it's a beautiful, very spare and particular film. And it, you know, it makes you, you know, we've been talking a lot about the universal and the particular. I think about, you know, the border situation here in the U.S. and
sure.
People, you know, trying to make a better life for themselves by taking this sort of treacherous journey and to try to enter the U.S. from South and Central America. you know, I think that's very resonant and relevant to this film.
Well, we're about out of time. I want to close with talking about the last film, which is called 1982, which it closes the festival on Sunday at 5:30. And this is a film from Lebanon. What can you tell us about?
What a beautiful film that is, 1982. Yeah, I really think it's so sweet. I mean, it's about a kid, you know. He's got a crush. I mean, there's kind of this real kind of basic, almost naive storyline, but it is also laying on top of this, you know, horrific afternoon where there's like bombing happening and the teachers in the school are kind of starting to, you know, the tensions between their own political beliefs and their own personal relationships are coming up. And it's just a really like wonderful overlay of these issues through this really charming, sweet, like very wonderfully acted, or, you know, the kid's like a really great actor. And it's just got, yeah, it's spellbinding to me.
It's this wonderful story set against the backdrop of the summer of 82 was the Israeli invasion of Lebanon.
Right.
So you have the crazy chaos of war, and yet you have this very sweet story of, you know, school love, you know, schoolhouse love, if you will.
Yeah, that one, you know, we really tried to bring a lot of, you know, very contemporary films to the festival. And I think this one was maybe a couple years old, but I just was so into it. And I just thought it would really, you know, bring a lot of people out. So hopefully we'll see people there for that one, too.
Yeah. Well, you can learn more. I think it's circlecinema.com is probably the easiest way.
.org, maybe.
Circlecinema.org is the best way to find out about the films that are showing this weekend as a part of the Arab Film Fest Tulsa. And finally, I just have one quick last question. You know, the Twin Cities Film Festival has been going on for 15 years. Is it a conduit to bring people from the Swana regions together? Or is it really a sort of a mix, a meld of the film buff community and Swana, the Swana communities? Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's probably the latter. You know, every year it's such a fun reunion almost in the lobby. You know, I often think that what happens in the lobby is almost as important as what's happening in the theater because there's so much community building and connection that happens there. And definitely it's our Arab and Swana community from, you know, different countries, different people groups, different, you know, backgrounds, kind of meeting or re-meeting. But then also, like you're saying, a film buff community, an arts loving community, folks who are sort of, you know, globalists and very interested in international issues. And so it's quite a diverse mix that is attracted to the festival here. And I'm looking forward to meeting the audiences in Tulsa.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, as people and as organizations or whatever that, you know, are based out of and really grew up in the Midwest, I just feel like these projects really just embrace and are really constituted by that overlap, that diversity, you know, that hybridity. And that to me makes it all the more interesting, you know, that it's not just a homogenous festival, it's not a homogenous community, and it's just really open to anyone who, you know, is curious.
All right. Moham and Lana, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rich.
The Arab Film Fest Tulsa opens tomorrow evening and continues through Sunday evening at the Circle Cinema. My guests today were Moheb Solomon, a Tulsa Artist Fellow, a poet and interdisciplinary artist who is presenting the festival. His first book of poems, Holmes, was published in June. And Lana Barkawi is the executive and artistic director of MISNA, a Minneapolis-based Arab American arts and cultural organization produces the Twin Cities Arab Film Festival, which is partnering for the first Arab Film Fest Tulsa. You can learn more about all the schedule and ticket information. Festival pass is $30, and individual films are priced on a pay-what-you-can sliding scale at circlecinema.org. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.